All right, we've gathered together for the very last Ruins episode. We're actually watching on tape delay, and we're here with just three of the five of us. Two of the five of us, because somebody's actually in the restroom. So I'm going to go ahead and interview our first draft pick. This is George, obviously.
Yeah, I got no names.
Well, I mean, everybody, I think just your name and my name is okay, since everybody knows who we are anyway. So I wanted to ask you, at what point did you become totally disinterested in the show? Because you lost from, like, week two.
I would have to say from when I lost everyone on my team. So week two on, I would say.
Do you remember who wasn't on your team?
Yes. Who? Yeah, of course. Brad, Veronica.
I have Brad.
Oh, you have Brad. Maybe I don't. Oh, Danny, Veronica, Tanya.
Uh-huh.
And who is my fourth? Veronica. Who is my fourth? Veronica.
There's actually five members.
Danny, Veronica, Tanya.
Cyrus.
Oh, I had Cyrus.
And your number one draft pick.
Oh, yeah. Evelyn.
Evelyn.
That's right. Yeah. This is how out of the game that I am.
So, are you even going to stay up to watch this last episode with us? Because,
well, I'd say maybe up until the first commercial break.
Just to see what. Do you even care who wins?
Oh, I do.
You do care who wins? I do. Who do you want to win?
The challengers.
Why?
I feel bad for them.
Why do you feel bad for them?
Because they've never won, and I'm very annoyed with Evan's whole team.
His trickery?
Yeah.
I think
basically, I don't want them to think that their strategy worked.
Okay, so basically what I want to talk about is, who do we actually hate the most heading to this very last episode? Like, who do we actually hate the most? Do you hate Kenny, Johnny, or Evan the most?
I would have to say Johnny.
What about
agreed.
You?
Agreed. This way. Oh, agreed.
You hate Johnny?
Yeah, he's kind of a jerk.
Why?
And he only cemented it last episode when he tried to turn against Susie.
Because otherwise he's totally nice.
No. I mean, not totally nice, but he was up at the same level, I'd say, as Evan and Kenny.
But you know what? In defense of Johnny for this last episode, I think that was actually a pretty good strategy to try to get rid of Susie. Well, because one, if they get rid of Susie, there's more money for each of them if they win.
Correct. Yeah.
And it kind of is an advantage. I almost think the challengers have an advantage because it's just the two girls and less people is probably more. In that finale.
But we don't know what the finale will be.
But it's always some sort of like obstacle course, whatever, where they all have to make it through.
They all have to make it through.
And if it's like less people, then you're just those two. Unless it's one of those like you have to use your brain things and then like more people helps.
Right. But yeah. I think it's safe to say that Sarah and Kellyanne are definitely smarter than the other team. Right? Like, who would be better at math? I feel like Sarah would definitely be the smart one. Like, Kenny's not that smart.
Evan, maybe?
Evan might be.
It's hard to tell how smart these people are.
But I feel like they need Susie.
Susie's smart.
Are you sure?
She seems smart.
I also heard she's married. Is that true?
No. I haven't heard.
I read that online.
Is she?
Here's the other thing that...
I think she might
be. Do you guys realize that there are websites online that tell you what happened?
Yeah. Yes. You mean like a recap?
No, like what happens, like for example, the next season they're shooting now, there are websites about people speculating about what happens in like the upcoming season. So for next season when we play again, which we will, right?
Sure.
Yeah. We have to avoid those sites. I'm just saying that so we can avoid.
Well, apparently neither one of us were looking at those sites.
Well, I've seen that.
I did not see this Darrell hitting the guy. Otherwise, I would not have picked him when we.
Well, it's because you didn't watch the previews.
But although it didn't really hurt me, because he did make it pretty far before he saw Brad.
And you've obviously still invested in the show.
Yeah. Well, it's only one episode left.
Well, I mean, but like you've been watching because even though your team has not. Any chance of winning the top prize?
Yeah, no,
I mean, we're kind of competing. No, we're competing for second place this week.
Yeah, but it's like,
do I even have a chance? No, aren't you beating me?
I am beating. I just want to be nice. I just want to like throw you a bone. Okay. So, do you guys feel like the challengers are actually going to win?
Well, they made it seem like there was a chance at the preview of the last episode at the puzzle stop.
So which means they will or they won't win?
Well, I still feel like they're not going to win.
What do you think?
I think there's a chance.
There's a chance. You do. And you know how last episode they called Kimberly a fembot? Right? Did you guys watch that
one? I really like that part. It was all very, like, Breakfast Club, clubby, like, naming everyone.
When he's like, he's the like, dumb one, the
the poet.
Yeah. The fembot. I mean, I don't actually, do you think she's really that athletic?
Kimberly?
Yeah, over like Sarah or Susan.
Kellyanne.
Or Kellyanne, I'm sorry.
Oh, like Kimberly, Kellyanne.
I think she's overrated.
I think she's overrated too.
Yeah.
I actually feel like she's pretty athletic. Kellyanne, right?
And you know what was pretty good, what was pretty impressive, was that one where they had to, like, they had to hang onto the pole and then drag them across the line.
But they had to shimmy across the rope, that one? Like, they were hanging upside down?
It was all very complicated, this challenge. But they had to, like, hang onto this pole, and then the other team had to, like, rip them physically off the pole and then drag them
across
the
field. Oh, and she hung on pretty much forever.
She was, like, she hung on for a long time.
Big fighter in that one.
That's true. And I guess the other thing I wanted to ask you guys was, which of the girls do you guys think you could athletically compete with?
Besides Casey?
Well, in your case, George, do you think you could beat Casey?
Yes.
Yes.
Easily.
And you could beat Casey?
Casey, yes. But Casey, the other girls,
of course,
are kind of
scary. She doesn't even try.
How about, Kim's underrated.
She is underrated. She's strong.
She's strong. You're probably not beating Kim.
She's a big girl, and she's strong.
At this point, Sarah's probably good. Kellyanne, nobody's happening. How about Tanya?
Tanya might be underrated, too.
Okay, so you're saying no Tanya.
If she's sober, she might actually have a chance.
So neither one of you guys. I mean, who's like the next person that you guys think you could beat up?
Ebies.
Really? She doesn't do, how about Siobhan?
Maybe because she was on your team.
She's very thin.
I can beat anyone on your team, John.
My team's so strong. I made it to the end.
Brad, come on, Brad. Bring it.
Brad's terrible. So you guys, I mean, do you guys think these girls are actually that much more athletic than you guys? Some of them.
I do.
Like the lower end
Some
ones.
Of them. I mean, yeah. Evelyn, obviously, and Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. She swims really like strong. A fish.
She does.
Okay. Okay, we just watched the finale. What did you think? I feel like you were disappointed.
Disappointed? Why?
We used to talk into here, though.
I think Susie held her own and kind of proved why she made it to the finals. And it was kind of good that she was not eliminated by the Johnny strategy of trying to throw that last challenge
and then he was like, let's be friends. Like,
yeah,
I love her.
All of
she's
sudden
fantastic.
Just, like, switched, like.
So, do you want to go back? I mean, apparently everyone is stupid except for Susie and Sarah. And
I
maybe
think
Evan.
Susie has, like, a graduate degree, but it's, like, something like religious studies or something.
Right. But, I mean, she's.
But I would say she's probably one of the smarter ones out of all
Because Evan
those
was like, Johnny's useless.
Final.
I feel like Derek's really dumb.
Derek looks dumb. Kenny's dumb. Johnny's dumb.
Johnny's dumb. Evan's kind
yeah,
of smart.
Yeah, Evan. I don't. Evan and Susie had to pull off that puzzle, or else they would have been screwed, or else they would have like hit that 30-minute whatever, and then had to carry those blocks.
And the puzzle
so
didn't really look
end.
That difficult. Don't you think?
It wasn't really explained to us. I don't think they really cared to explain it well to us.
Like,
they're just
whatever.
Like, they just kind of move these blocks around and get out of there.
And the 30-minute limit.
And they sort of jump around each other.
And I feel like the girls should have won.
They should have won.
They should have won. If
they could have gotten that puzzle and gotten out of there.
Well, I don't think they would have gotten the puzzle. Because.
But if they did get the puzzle early, they would have won.
But I kind of blame Kellyanne's lack of balance
on that thing.
Yeah, like she couldn't.
Yeah, no, that's why
she
them
took
down.
Like it seemed like so much longer than everybody else to do it, and she should have just been so much faster. Don't you think?
No, that totally slowed them down.
Yeah,
for no reason.
So hypothetically, Sarah could have just won by herself. Right?
Maybe.
Maybe. There's nothing in there that needed, like, two people.
Well, I don't know if she would have gotten the... Well, what? She didn't get the puzzle.
She didn't have...
She would have just had hit the time limit. Yeah. And then carried the block.
Exactly. Which is fine. Although sometimes it's just editing, because sometimes they say afterwards that like they actually finish like an hour later, but they just edit it so it doesn't seem like it.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it seems like neck and neck.
Yeah, but maybe they're not.
Like they probably do that with like Amazing Race too.
Right.
It always looks like...
Well, right. They arrived like at the same time. Right at the, and then like
together.
A week later. Yeah.
Someone finished.
And then, okay, so what do you think? So we're gonna play next season. Wait, do you think this was actually a good season? Was this better than Inferno?
I don't know if I was, like, religiously watching Inferno. I watched them, but I wasn't, like, every episode. If I missed one of them,
is it
whatever.
Because of the game and the scoring that you religiously watched?
Yes, of course.
But does that make this a better season?
Than the Inferno. What happened in the Inferno?
You don't know.
Johanna made out with Kenny? Was that that one?
Inferno 2.
They all sort of like blend together for me. I don't
know.
It's
like the
Gauntlet
last one.
And like whatever.
Well, maybe.
Well, here's the thing about this season. Mm-hmm. I feel like those ruins challenges
mm-hmm.
were not very physical. Except
yeah.
for like that one where they're like trying to fight for the
Inferno
rope.
Was when Evan won by beating Brad at the end. Like really, you know, like you had to team up with somebody.
Or Landon.
No, he beat Brad.
It was Brad.
He beat Brad by, like, and then Brad beat Landon because Landon freaked out at the ring challenge and he swiped his ring. Okay, all right.
Yes.
One of us is clearly deserving
no,
of my second place victory.
No, there was.
Whereas you are not. All right.
That last challenge
mm-hmm.
in the finale, I guess, of the Inferno, someone got stuck. That was Brad. And then Evan.
Yeah, like Evan
right.
barely beat him by like
right.
3 seconds and he
you're,
barely
yes,
beat him.
Yes, I do remember that. That was Brad.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel like the Inferno was actually a better season than this one.
Probably.
Because they were just dominated by. This season was just dominated.
This one was dominated by the champions and they just tried to make it dramatic.
And Kenny, Evan, Johnny, they just dominated the entire way and it's not fun. And I kind of want to bar them from ever playing again. What do you think? They should just not let Evan play again, because he's always winning.
I mean, I think they should play because they create drama. But, like, there needs to be stronger females.
Stronger
like,
females.
Because we're lacking,
like
Coral
physically?
And team. No, like...
Oh, personality.
Like, strategy. Personality strategy-wise.
Oh, because these
the females
are...
The females in this season were just like, whatever. Like, it really pisses me off that they
mm-hmm.
just let them run this whole man calls my own man thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the girls, like, the team decides.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that was decided from the beginning because they all did not want to put Casey in.
Oh. So they're just trying
or
to
they
nice
all
to
wanted
Casey.
To, like, throw whoever, the champions girl against Kellyanne. To try to take out Kellyanne.
So like right
they wanted to make it more of a team strategy decision than have it be like, oh, you call your own.
Which is absolutely stupid.
Which is sexist.
No, it's just the girls were stupid. It's nothing to do
the
with sexism.
The girls were stupid. Well, because they could have done the same thing to the guys. Like this should be a group decision. Instead they just like, alright, whatever. And just let it happen.
Okay. I mean, I feel like they should have just gone one with the other, but it's not sexism. They're just stupid. Like, it's just a stupid group of people,
they're all
these
just
girls.
Stupid.
Like, I don't
yeah.
think it's necessarily because they're stupid girls, right? Or do you
no.
disagree?
No, I don't think Susie's stupid. I don't think Ibiza's stupid.
But no. They're intelligent, but strategically, they're stupid.
Yes. No, they,
I mean,
they should have had more, like, strategy and alliances.
I feel like most of the girls' strategy was like, I'll
sleep
with
the
guy.
The top.
Yeah.
Veronica, for a while.
I'll sleep to the top and then win that way. And that didn't work out for anybody.
Well, who really did that? Veronica did that.
Well, she tried.
But who else?
Siobhan would have. I guarantee it.
Siobhan?
But her
I don't
poop
know.
Popped, so, yeah.
Really?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think she's like that, though. I think she...
What?
I mean, obviously she has, like, the assets to, like, try to,
yeah.
but, like, I don't think that's her personality.
There are definitely not enough hookups in this Inferno.
Yeah,
I mean,
overall,
in this
overall, this is
ruins.
Kind of weak.
Yeah, I'd give it.
There's a lot more scandal
in the other ones, and more drama.
It's more fun when there's more like hookup sex stuff than like violence.
Oh right.
And here we had like Darrell beating up Brad,
your team player.
Just dumb,
right?
For no reason.
This is more characterized by just like dumb moves the entire season than anything else, right?
Pretty much.
Wouldn't you say? Okay.
How much alcohol do they get in this house? Just like probably just like unlimited stock.
I think unlimited.
And that's why they're always so wasted and doing stupid shit.
But a lot of the members were like, we're going to not drink until like a particular night. They're like, oh, I'm giving up alcohol. I know what happens. Like, you know, like a Brad was like, I'm not drinking until this and this happens. And then Dunbar's like, oh, I'm avoiding alcohol because I don't want to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. And then they end up drinking like one night. And then that's when everything happens, right?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Okay, so the last thing I kind of want to talk about is hypothetical scoring for next season, because we'll definitely be playing again. So we obviously want to add more categories.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm all for it.
Okay. What kind of stuff do you want to add?
Hookups. Oh,
I have pre-made a list. What do you think about these?
Getting kicked off the show.
Here, read them out loud. Read them to this thing.
Oh, 1 point each week your person stays on the show. Oh, that's the way we have it now.
Yeah.
Plus one for hooking up. Plus one for winning a challenge. Plus two for getting kicked off the show. Plus one for leaving show due to injury. Getting in a fight. Throwing a challenge. Oh, that's a good one. Plus one for backstabbing. Plus one if two of your team members hook up.
Ooh, interesting.
I feel like it should just be plus
proposed.
One. It does. I mean, does that mean two people on your same team?
Yeah, I think you should get a bonus point if two people on your team.
Yeah, a bonus point.
But like, if there's
but you
any
should also
hookup.
Get a point if there's if your person hooks up. Just
what if
in general.
You?
Yeah,
they can't be a couple though already.
No, they can. Well, you just get that one bonus point, but like, you don't necessarily want couples.
And this is not per hookup.
No. It's just like hookup period. Mm. You get the point.
Okay.
I mean, this is just hypothetical. I mean, the ESPN League or the Yahoo League use stuff like hugging and kissing and crying and tantrums and nudity, getting bleeped, gossiping, bad mouthing, trash talking, pep talk, getting injured.
That's so
no, that's
like
too
it's
much.
Really,
that's
really
too
yeah.
Because who's gonna keep track of this?
No,
I definitely do not
much.
Want to.
Well, I mean, somebody will keep track of it, but I'm just saying, like, we want to add some more stuff where it's not just about the elimination, right?
Correct.
Because do you guys have other suggestions?
I like to have more points so that, you know, it's not such a runaway win for, because then it's not so fun anymore.
It's not fun for you because you lost.
Correct. But there was no one even close to number one. There's, like, no one close coming up on number one.
That's because she just, like, totally won and
picked all the right players.
So basically you're saying that
I had Tanya, I would probably get a point for, you know, I don't know, like getting drunk. Veronica would get one for hooking up. Like, I'd be able to score a little bit more points that way to kind of keep me more in the game. That's what it's for.
Yes, I think we should reward the dramatic personality, violent sex stuff versus just doing well in the challenges, which are boring anyway.
Okay. Have you guys read anything about the next season?
No.
None.
You want me to tell you about it?
Sure.
It's another fresh meat season, and it's like 12 old people
new
and then 12
people.
New people. Ooh. But unlike the last fresh meat where like the old person gets to pick a new person and team up, I think I heard is that all the new people will be in one team and all the old people will be in another team.
So this is new people who have never been on any of the show
yeah,
before.
Fresh meat.
Wasn't
I never
Evan
watched
fresh
meat, actually.
Evan, Eve, like actually... A lot
was
of
Evan fresh meat?
Evelyn was fresh meat.
Oh, Evelyn was fresh that. Meat. Eve
what?
Was...
And now he's like so popular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He was never on any Real World.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a challenge through and through.
I know Sarah will be back. I know Evan will be back. Eve is coming back.
They have to bring Casey back.
Come on. I don't know if Casey's
no way.
Back.
I do not hope they bring her back.
But she's so horrible.
She's horrible.
Like that. But that
but that's
becomes
good.
A strategy for people.
Do you think Wes will come back?
I hope so.
You want Wes back?
No.
Why?
I don't like him.
How do you feel about Darrell coming back?
Horrible.
Darrell's boring, though.
Yeah.
He's boring.
Boring. He does well, but he totally just, like, floats by.
Yeah.
He floats by, gets his money, unless like some stupid shit happens where like he punches Brad. I mean, but otherwise, like, there's no drama with him. Boring.
I feel like it's really important that they bring back another black person, like a male, like Alton.
Karamo.
Anybody? Yeah, Karamo. Like, well, is he athletic?
Alton.
I feel like Alton would be good.
But he's too good. But I feel like...
Oh, he did really well.
He's so good. Like, you need to bring on another really athletic black guy to, like set the standard. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they have Adam. He's, like, half black, and he's, like, he's useless.
Adam's not good.
Yeah. Alton, well, he's too good. He's winning all the time. He's kicking ass. And Darrell's black, and he pretty much kicks ass. Is Darrell even black? He's, like, half.
I think he's black. But the thing is, Darrell is... He's not that good, I don't think.
He's never lost.
But he's a boxer.
And he's a boxer. Yeah. So I feel like...
He floats by somehow. I don't know how he does it. He doesn't get thrown into the ruins.
He's not charismatic.
Because everybody's afraid of him because they know he's good. He's a boxer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. He's athletically superior. So they need to bring somebody else who's athletically superior to challenge Kenny and them.
Yeah, Alton.
Alton can't come back. He's already won so much.
What do you mean?
Why?
I don't know.
Are they banned?
I don't know.
Like, oh, you had too much money?
Like, Derek's won before. Like, everyone's won.
That's why they're champions. I feel like Alton
he should come back because he's good. He's good looking. He's very charismatic. He's nice. And I feel like, you know, he would be a good addition. Darrell's boring. Adam's just weak.
Why do you feel like they need to bring back black players?
You want to say that again?
No.
Because I feel like there needs to be more challenges to the men up top. Because right now, everyone's afraid of Evan just because he's better than everybody else.
But why do you need specifically a black guy?
Just to see, like, if
Where are the Asian guys on the road?
Not going to happen. No, they're not going to bring an athletic... There's very few athletic Asian guys. That's because you haven't tried out yet. Well, I couldn't beat anybody. I don't even think I could beat most of the girls.
John will be the male Casey.
Yeah. Oh, but you know who they are bringing on? They're bringing on the transsexual.
Oh, really?
In this next one? Yeah. And she's going to be one of the girls.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work, actually.
I don't think she's very athletic, though.
Yeah.
I think she's going to suck.
But underneath it, she's still a man.
But I don't think she's going to do well.
George?
I don't even remember who you're talking about.
The transsexual?
How do you not remember?
Is she on the Sarah season? On?
I don't really. I mean, I definitely remember there was a transsexual, but I can't picture her right now.
Real World. I don't know where they were.
I don't remember.
Was she?
I don't remember.
There's too many.
They kind of just sort of all bleed into each other. I have to like see her face or something. But
she has long brown hair. With a man's face.
Right.
Yes, a transsexual. Her, that one.
Okay. Anything else exciting we need to tell our other people?
No, just send her the band-aids. So,
yeah, what do you want to give her?
So you beat me?
Well, I don't know. Somebody's got to do the scoring. I don't do the scoring.
But I only have one player, and you have two, right?
Oh, so I beat you. Yeah.
Who do you have left?
I have Derek.
One, so you get 2 points.
Maybe I have Susie.
Do you think HT
has... Wow, HT has Evan, Johnny, Susie, Sarah.
So she has four people.
She only has Kahuta off. That's it.
Oh, so I do. I beat you by one. Because I have Derek and you have Kenny. Huh? No, I do.
Seriously?
Because I have 27, 20... Although Victor beat both of us because... Oh, so wait, I'm in
third place. Why do you have a point for Kimberly?
We didn't do it this week yet.
Oh, but Victor has Killian.
Yeah. Oh, wait, how did he get four? What is this? This isn't the final scoring. Anyway, let me shut this off. This is going nowhere. Thanks for participating the entire season.
Yay.
George.
I'm a sore loser.
All right.